Yesterday, I inaugurated my Best Bird Ever series, talking about the very first blue jay I ever saw. Even though this is National Blue Jay Awareness Month, March 2nd is Chickadee Day for me because it's the anniversary of the very first black-capped chickadee I ever saw. Most of my best birds ever were not lifers. Something more important than just being the first time I ever saw one made them memorable. But the very first day I set out with my first field guide to try to find a bird, one cooperative little individual inviting me into the world of birding made all the difference. Russ's mom gave me my first field guide for Christmas, 1974. I finished that Peterson guide and then the Golden guide by late February and set out on March 2nd to find a bird. I went to Baker Lot on the Michigan State University campus and spent a long time searching for a bird. It's funny to think back from this vantage point when I can hardly step out of my car anywhere in the Midwest without hearing at least one bird. Until natural sounds became distinctive voices for me, they were just part of a general soundtrack I'd never made sense of. But I walked here and there on the trails, and finally, there it was, a bird. It was very active, flitting from branch to branch and tree to shrub. I was pretty sure it wasn't going to be in the first half of my golden guide, but didn't feel confident of that, so I started at the very beginning and rifled through the pages. In the middle, I found a whole page of birds that looked almost identical and just like my little bird, which stuck around, still flitting about close by. Those birds were all called chickadees, but what if there were other birds with black caps and throats and white cheeks? I stuck my index finger in the page and kept going just in case. But there weren't any other birds like this one, so I went back to the chickadee page. The mountain chickadee had a line through its eye. The boreal chickadee had a brown cap. The gray-headed chickadee had a gray head, while mine had a shiny black cap. And the chestnut-backed chickadee was rusty brown, not gray on the back. So that left me with three choices. Fortunately, my little bird was sticking around while I studied the book. The Mexican chickadee lived too far away, but how could I pick between the Carolina chickadee and the black-capped chickadee? I was in southern Michigan, which seemed further north than the range of the Carolina chickadee, but the map didn't show state lines, and these were birds, so I presumed they could fly about if they wanted. Indeed, the description of the black-capped chickadee said that the ranges could overlap in winter. One hint of the black-capped that the book mentioned was, quote, "It is tamer than the Carolina, and my little bird sure seemed tame, sticking right by me still." But most of the difference seemed both subtle and requiring familiarity with both in order to decide. The black-capped had, quote, "rustier sides, white feather edges on the wing, and whiter cheek patches." That seemed pretty tricky until I'd seen both. Based on the descriptions, I could have easily chosen between them had my bird sung the Hey Sweetie song, but it didn't. It did make a lot of chickadee-dee-dee calls, and according to the book, the Carolina chickadee's, quote, "calls are faster than corresponding calls of the black-capped." I listened hard the whole time my little bird stuck around, and when it finally flitted off into the woods, I raced along the path back to my car and headed straight to the university library to listen to recordings. For certain, it was a black-capped chickadee, number one on my life list. From the very start, chickadees were far more than just a bird to identify and add to my life list. That very first chickadee I ever saw seemed cheerful and friendly and somehow almost as interested in me as I was in it. Just about every time I went out birding anywhere in that great big range where the black-capped chickadees live, I could find them. This was a bird I could count on through thick and thin as I embarked on a lifetime of birding, and it all started with one approachable, friendly, and welcoming individual. Yep, that first black-capped chickadee was my best bird ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.